Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Today is the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. The Carmelite order, which gave the Church towering saints like Teresa of Avila, John of the Cross, and Therese of Lisieux, was born in the late 1100s on Mount Carmel in the Holy Land, were a group of hermits, probably crusaders. These men were inspired by the prophet Elijah, and they were devoted to the Virgin Mary. They lived lives of prayer, silence, and penance near the spring of Elijah. Around 1206 or so, they received their rule from St. Albert of Jerusalem, rooting their spirituality in solitude, manual labor, fasting, daily prayer, and community. But after Saladin and the Muslim forces defeated the crusader armies of the Kingdom of Jerusalem near the Horns of Hattin, west of the Sea of Galilee, on July 4th, 1187, the Carmelite order came under deadly threat. And by the 1230s, they were forced to flee, abandoning Mount Carmel and resettling in Europe. But there, they encountered a new threat. Misunderstanding and opposition from church leaders who didn't want any new religious orders at that time, especially coming from the East. So the Carmelites were at risk of being dissolved altogether. With everything they loved in peril, the future of the order and its spiritual treasure, it all hung in the balance. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. So what do you do if you are a father or mother, head of an organization, a priest or a bishop, and what's been entrusted to you is threatened on every side? You turn to Mary, help of Christians, refuge of sinners, and you consecrate that person or that thing to her. That's what the head of the Carmelite order, Saint Simon Stock, did. When his order seemed threatened from every side, he turned to Mary with tears and faith and cried out, "Flower of Carmel, vine blossom laden, splendor of heaven, child-bearing maiden, none equals thee, O Mother benign, who no man didst know. On Carmel's children thy favors bestow. Star of the sea." And then the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to him, surrounded by angels, holding in her hands the brown scapular of the Carmelite order, a simple sleeveless garment worn over the shoulders. And she said, "Take this. This will be for you and for all Carmelites the privilege that whoever dies wearing this will not suffer eternal fire." The scapular became the sign of Mary's protection and the promise of salvation for all who wear it faithfully and live a good Christian life of virtue. And through Our Lady's intervention, the Carmelite order found new life, and through the scapular, her maternal care has embraced millions ever since. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. So, do we need to become a Carmelite in order to receive this benefit? Well, in the early 1300s, Mary appeared to Pope John the 22nd with the message that all the faithful who wear the brown scapular, while striving to live a life of faith and virtue, especially the virtue of chastity according to their state in life, and who pray the little office of the Blessed Virgin or the Rosary daily, they also will gain their purification from purgatory by the intercession of Mary on the first Saturday after their death. And this became known as the Sabbatine or Saturday privilege. He then promulgated this spiritual benefit to the faithful in a papal bull in 1322. Now, this is very interesting, because you might think, well, this is more than 700 years ago. This is all made up. But in the final moments when Mary appeared in Fatima on October 13, 1917, after the miracle of the sun, the children saw several visions in the sky, and among them, they saw Our Lady of Mount Carmel holding the child Jesus and extending the brown scapular to the people. And that was the final vision of the day. And Sister Lucia later confirmed that the brown scapular and the rosary are inseparable, and that the rosary is the weapon for these times, and the scapular is the sign of our consecration to Mary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Now, I don't want you to get the idea that Our Lady of Mount Carmel is in competition with Our Lady of Lourdes or Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal or Our Lady of Guadalupe. So whether it's Our Lady of Mount Carmel and the Brown Scapular or Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal, or a lady of Częstochowa or Medjugorje, it's the same woman with the same power and the same message. The power does not reside in the scapular or in a medal. They are what we call sacramentals, reminders of who Mary is and of who we are. All the power resides in the Holy Spirit, who carries out a maternal mission through Mary to form Jesus in your soul. The sacramental, the medal, the scapular is a reminder that Mary is your spiritual mother. And just as the Holy Spirit and Mary formed Jesus in her womb, so too the Holy Spirit and Mary will form Jesus in you if you cooperate. And how are we supposed to cooperate? By consecration to Mary and the Rosary. From the cross, Jesus offered the world a gift, the gift of his mother to be our spiritual mother. John accepted the gift and took Mary not just into his physical home, but into every part of his life. And he began to live as her son. That's what consecration to Mary is. Accepting Mary as your spiritual mother, giving yourself unconditionally to her, but then we must live the consecration. Live as a little son or daughter of Mary, moment to moment, day after day, in constant conversation with her, just like little Jesus would have done with Mary as he grew up under her care in Nazareth. So the question is, have you consecrated yourself to Mary? Are you living your consecration moment to moment as her little child? Or have you forgotten her? Now, wearing the brown scapular or the miraculous medal or some other sign of Mary, it's a sign to you and to the world that you belong to her. You're her child. And it's a sign to Satan that you're under her protection. So he needs to back off or deal with her. So consecrate yourself to Mary and wear some sign of that consecration. And every time you put it on, say, Mary, I'm all yours, and all that is mine is yours. And then live as her child. Talk to her often. Ask her for her guidance, her counsel, her protection, her care. And don't forget to sit at her school in the rosary every day. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery, the scapular or the miraculous medal are not lucky charms, and they're not reminders to God. Hey God, I'm wearing this, so don't forget to let me skip the purgatory line and go straight to heaven. That's not how they work. They're reminders to us that we have a part to play. Jesus is the fountain of living water, the wellspring of divine life, and he offers himself to us in the Eucharist and reconciliation. But we have to come to him, and we have to open our hearts and receive him. So if we want to drink deeply from this fountain of living water, we must open our souls through daily meditation. For in meditation, we listen to the Word of God, thinking about it, applying it to our lives as we pray the Our Father and Hail Marys, letting His Word soak in, so to speak. Conversion happens when we move from vice to virtue by reflecting on God's Word and asking, am I living this? And then we form a simple resolution, one small step to live what Jesus is asking. This is how we change, little by little. And finally, each day, take a few minutes for an examination of conscience. Look back over the last 24 hours at your thoughts, words, and actions. Because we don't grow just by experience. We grow by reflecting on our experiences. And then write it down in a journal and go to confession at least once a month. This is our part, and if we do these things, we will change. We will grow in virtue. That's what the scapular and the medal are calling us to. But if we don't do our part, then no sacramental can save us, not even the scapular. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, we have a lot to be thankful for. This Rosary podcast now reaches more than 300,000 people worldwide, and we have 10,000 committed members who offer their work, joys, and sufferings for the conversion of all our loved ones. But with so many hearts to serve, our team must grow. And after 20 years of really working to bring an end to spiritual poverty, we're looking for a mission-driven chief operations officer, an integrator, to turn our vision into greater daily service and really sustainable growth. So if you excel at bringing order so grace can abound, click the link below. Or if you know someone who might be a good fit for this position, share this with them.
So, what did that meditation make you think about?
My first communion.
Oh, I don't actually know if I've heard the story of your first communion.
Well, what I recall is that every one of us at our first communion was given a brown scapular and a rosary.
Really?
And this was a common practice from the time of Pope St. Pius X, who encouraged people at a younger age to receive communion and receive it more frequently, even daily mass. Mm-hmm. From Pope St. Pius X in the first part of the 20th century until about 1970, early 70s, I had my first communion about 1975. So until about 1975 or so, this was a common practice. And so it was standard for us to teach kids. Now, I have to say this. They didn't teach us.
Ha,
they, They gave the scapular and the rosary to us, but they didn't teach us about consecration to Mary.
Mm-hmm.
The scapular mm-hmm. is a sign of consecration to Mary.
Mm.
They didn't teach us about consecration to Mary, and they gave us a rosary, but they didn't. I don't remember them teaching us how to pray the rosary or praying the rosary with us.
Mm.
They just gave it to us. So you see what happens if you disconnect rituals from doctrine and spiritual truth.
Yeah, and I think that's how most people experience the faith. And it's not even entirely their parents' fault, because their parents probably had the same experience of something, an action was described to them or an object was given to them, but they don't fully understand why we do it, what it's for.
Yeah, we need to know what is the spiritual reality behind this. What's the doctrine? What's the truth behind this, so that I have a reason to practice it? This is why catechesis, learning the doctrine of the faith, is so vital. And that's what I really love about the way we pray the rosary. It's a teaching rosary, a catechetical rosary, so that, what happens if we lose all the truths of our faith? That's why we do the rosary this way.
It's why I like doing it with you. It keeps me on track, because I know, I think, even just beyond learning it once, I think as adults, out of sight, out of mind, if we're not thinking about it every single day, we kind of forget why we do it, why we believe it.
Yeah.
So to be constantly, kind of constantly in class when it comes to the things that are important to our faith has been really life-changing for me. I think it's just easy for adults to get off track, say, post-college, if they don't have some kind of community center, something to keep teaching them.
To keep learning. This is why
it's hard to start and it's hard to keep going.
This is why the rosary is the school mm-hmm. of Mary.
It's why Mary keeps coming in all these different forms. She keeps telling us.
Yeah. Yeah. So there is, and if you want to really delve into and understand the theology, the truth, the doctrine behind consecration to Mary, I encourage you to read the little book that I put out. It's called Three Mothers: The Holy Spirit, Mary, and the Church. You can find it on Amazon. And the relationship of Mary and the Holy Spirit is the very basis of consecration to her. So, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.